Now let's come to the next one entitled The Kingdom of God, because this is leads right off from where we just finished in Acts the 20th chapter. Now let's take the belief booklet and let's read the statement of belief here. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the government of the family of God. The kingdom of God currently rules the universe. Although the kingdom of God is not now ruling the earth, all those who have the Spirit of God are under the rule of God the Father through the Lordship of Jesus Christ. The kingdom of God will be reinstituted on earth at the return of Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. At that time, the millennium will begin and the immortal saints as sons of God will rule as kings and priests with Jesus Christ in the kingdom of God. After God the Father brings New Jerusalem from heaven to the earth, the kingdom of God will rule the entire universe from New Jerusalem for all eternity. Now, let's look at some of the scriptural references here. Let's come to Mark, the first chapter. Mark, the first chapter, and we will see that is exactly what Jesus preached from the very time that he began preaching. The kingdom of God, which is the rule of God. The reign of God. Mark the first chapter. Now let's pick it up here. Verse 1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the gospel of grace, the gospel of the kingdom of God. See? Mark 1 and verse 1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now let's come over here to verse 14. Now, after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. So, you see, that's why we have the gospel followed by the kingdom of God in the belief booklet, because they're tied right together. Saying, the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe the gospel. So that's why they're all tied so closely together. Now let's come to Colossians, the first chapter. Colossians, the first chapter. When a person is called, repents and is baptized and receives the Holy Spirit of God, they come out from underneath the dominion of the kingdom of this world, which is the kingdom of Satan, the devil, and come under the dominion of the kingdom of God. That does not mean the kingdom of God dwells in their hearts. The Spirit of God dwells in their hearts. But that means that they are under the jurisdiction of the kingdom of God, and they will follow the laws and commandments of God unto death, because the kingdom of God and Jesus Christ. Okay? Now let's pick it up here in verse 12. Colossians 1 and verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, or that is qualified us, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, and that inheritance is to share the kingdom of God with Jesus Christ, who has delivered us from the power of darkness, which is the power of Satan the devil, and has translated us, and that could be transferred us, unto, not into, because we can't go into the kingdom of God since it's not yet here on the earth, but we've been translated unto the kingdom of his dear Son, meaning now that our lives are ruled by Christ. We'll see that. Let's come to Colossians, the third chapter. Colossians 3 and verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you also called into one body, and be you thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. So that shows how we're under the jurisdiction of the kingdom of God. We receive the Spirit of God. We keep the laws and commandments of God. We love God the Father and Jesus Christ, and we love the saints being the brethren. And that puts us into the jurisdiction or under the authority of the kingdom of God. Jesus said in another place, he said, "My kingdom is not of this world." Let's look at that. Let's look at that in John 18, and let's pick it up here in verse 33. John 18 and verse 33. This is when Pilate was questioning Jesus. Verse 33, "Then Pilate entered again into the judgment hall and called Jesus and said to him, 'Are you the king of the Jews?' And Jesus answered, 'Do you say this thing of yourself, or did others tell it to you of me?' And Pilate answered, 'Am I a Jew? Your own nation and chief priests have delivered you unto me. What have you done?' Jesus answered, 'My kingdom is not of this world, and it will not be of this world until Jesus Christ returns.'" So if there's any church or any group saying that they are the kingdom of God, or that they have a vicar or a pope who is in charge of that kingdom and he is in place of Christ, that is not a true statement, because they have usurped the power of Jesus Christ and the authority of God. Now notice, he said, just as a sidelight, "If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight." So that's why Christians are not to be involved in wars and battles and things like that, because God has let the authorities that be bear the sword of the administration of death in this world, not those who are in the church of God or have the Spirit of God. Now let's continue on concerning the kingdom of God and when it will come on the earth and how it will come. Let's come here to... let's look at some of the promises that was given to the saints concerning the kingdom. Let's come to Revelation, the second chapter. Revelation, the second chapter. And verse 26. Revelation 2 and verse 26. "He that overcomes and keeps my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations," and that is authority, verse 27, "and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and as the vessels of the potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star." He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches, showing that the true saints of God will rule and reign with Christ and have authority over the nations. Let's come to chapter 3, Revelation, and verse 12. "Him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. He shall go out no more. I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name." This also shows the coming of the kingdom of God and New Jerusalem together. Now let's look at just a couple of other scriptures here in the book of Revelation. I will leave the rest of the study of this section to you to look up the rest of the scriptures in your Bible. Let's come here to Revelation 20 and verse 6. Revelation 20 and verse 6. "Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Then Revelation 21, we see that New Jerusalem comes down out of heaven from the Father. Let's read just a few verses here of Revelation 21, the first two verses. "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." And then the saints will live in New Jerusalem and rule and reign from there, and we will rule in all of the universe.